Good evening, everybody. I want to welcome you to the City on a Hill Church studio for our Friday night podcast. I'm really excited to talk about what we're going to be getting into tonight.
Amen.
We've got a good bit of time to go over a lot of the good things, the great things, the supernatural things that God is doing
yes.
here at
Amen.
This place. I really don't want to waste any time because we got a lot of stuff to dive into. What are we going to be talking about today?
We've had a lot of conversations recently about all the miracles, the things that God is doing that man cannot do. About getting into the specifics and details about some of these various miracles recently or even over the years, because you reference them when you're preaching a lot of times. And we need to talk about those things, the miraculous things, miracles, signs, wonders. God, they're not just in the Bible, but God does them today. And we have had such an amazing amount of miracles, signs, and wonders. So let's talk about some of the details of those. I thought we could bring
God.
Up some specifically, and I'm sure the Lord can bring some to your mind so you can give some more details about them. So what
Praise
do you want to get started with?
Well, let me say this first, because I don't think anyone's done it yet. I'm Pastor Danny. This is Pastor Benji. This is my wife, Julie. A lot of you know who we are. If you don't know who we are, now you know who we are. So let's do it. Let's talk about miracles. Let me just preface it all by saying this is a prophetic ministry. There is no prophetic ministry unless you have signs and wonders. That's you know, I always say to you, we are not after the good. I don't get up and minister the good. There's a lot of good things, but there are religions all over the world that talk about good things.
Right, right.
We're not here to talk about good things.
Sure, that's what makes us different.
We are here, we are going after, we don't hide the fact that we are going after the supernatural. Mm-hmm. And I always say to people, they say, well, why do you say that? Because the Bible says, without faith it is impossible to please God. Now, number one, if we're not all about pleasing God, then every church, you might as well just shut your doors.
Right.
There's no purpose in being in anything you do if it's not about pleasing God. So that's number one. And number two, it tells us what pleases God. It's faith. And again, I don't have time to get into a sermon or a message or a lesson or whatever you want to call it. I don't have time for that. But when the Bible says without faith, you can very easily just substitute the word there without the supernatural, because it doesn't take faith to go and eat an apple. If you want an apple, you go pick up an apple and eat it. It doesn't take faith
to feed a lot of people.
You know, right. It doesn't take faith to go and gather up cans and fish. That's a good thing.
It's good.
But that doesn't take faith.
But
it does take faith to walk in the supernatural. So when the Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please God, what it's saying is, without the supernatural, it's impossible to please God.
Right.
If you're not walking, the Bible says, if you live in the Spirit, also walk in the Spirit.
That's right.
Galatians 5:25. Mm-hmm. So if you're not walking in the supernatural things of God, then you can say, list all the things you're doing, but you're not pleasing God. And we are by no means saying that we have, you know, reinvented the wheel, the spiritual wheel here. But we're trying. We're trying. And we want everything we do to be on the supernatural level. So it's good for us to talk about historically and even more currently what God is doing in this place. Where do we want to start with?
I think I've got a good one. We've been hearing over the years a lot, and had been so blessed recently with babies being brought into this world miraculously through the power of God when man couldn't do it. So, would love to hear you talk about several of the instances where babies were born by a prophetic word or just miraculously through God's hand.
Let me say this, and if you've listened to me at all, you know I don't hide this. I say it all the time, that fertility is a sign of God's blessing. It just is. And I know people say, oh, but, you know, what about those people that are not fertile? What about, that's what the supernatural is for.
Yes.
Fertility is a sign of God's blessing. There's a reason why virtually every religion around the world, going back into particularly the ancient times, they always have a god of fertility, and they always believed that that if you had lots of children, it was a sign. That's not by accident. That goes back to the fact of our God wants his people to have life.
Yes.
And a part of life is being fertile. It just is. And for it has been a neglected part of God's people. And God's people, quite frankly, have settled. And I won't get into that now, but they've settled. We don't settle here. We believe that fertility is a sign of God's blessing upon his people. Now, let me just kind of just go back a little bit. Of course, my dad is not with us anymore. But he was my prophet. He was my prophet. And so I got to see growing up this play out. But one of the major parts of his ministry was people coming to him who could not have children. It became such a well-known thing, and please, I hope you understand what I mean, as I joke around with this, but there were people that would kind of joke, you know, and say, listen, if you're a husband and wife and you don't, if you have all the children you can handle, don't let Pastor Sam pray for you, because if he prays for you about anything, you might end up having more children, because it was such an important part of his ministry. My dad had people from all over the world, including some very well-known people, very well-known Christian artists, award-winning Christian artists, that would come because they heard that this man of God. And these people all got pregnant,
yes,
with their spouse because of what God used my dad. And because the prophetic ministry brings life.
Yes.
The prophetic ministry brings fertility. We talk about the abundant life. That's not just a spiritual thing. It's a spiritual thing that manifests in the physical world.
Regardless of what the world tries to tell you, what the doctors try to tell you.
Well, and I remember my dad one time, someone called him, and they said it was actually a grandmother was saying, you know, my son and his wife cannot have had much trouble for years having children. I want you, man of God, I want you to pray. And the Spirit of the Lord came on my dad, and God spoke. He said, God said he's going to give you a double blessing. Oh. And a little bit later, they found out that they were pregnant with twins. But that's the way the Spirit of the Lord works. And we have seen that recently here,
yes,
at the City,
yes,
on Hill. We've kind of, what God seems to always preface things that he does here with fertility.
Mm-hmm.
And many times he's used my own family in this. You know, it's, listen, let me give our testimony.
Yes.
When Julie and I were, many years ago, when we had decided to start a family, we went about, it was about 2 months and did not get pregnant. Now you say 2 months, that's crazy. But you got to understand, I was taught by my prophet that fertility was a sign of God's blessing. So after 2 months, we went to my dad and said, Dad, you know, we've tried for 2 months. and we actually thought you were pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And she actually went to the doctor, and the doctor said, no, you're not pregnant. So we came home and had my dad pray, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon him and said, make a doctor's appointment and go. And so we made a doctor's appointment to go, and they went, and they said, oh, you're pregnant. and we believe that's how it's supposed to work. And again, now flash forward to our children having children. And we have had several instances. We have how many grandchildren?
Four now.
Four and one on the one on the way. That's right. And every one of them has been not just a gift from God, but ordained of God.
Yes. Appointed.
You know, for the time. I remember we now, our youngest that we have is baby Danny. Yes, named after me, for those of you that don't know. But Nat and Paris had two, and some of you have read the last book I put out, and we talked about it in the book because it was an important part of what God was doing. But Nat and Paris had two daughters, and they had planned on just kind of cutting it off for a little bit, waiting for a little bit before progressing with more children. But I was walking through a store, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon me in a store and spoke to me and said, I want to give Nat and Paris a son. And I happened to be standing in front of an aisle where there were little boy clothes. And God said, you're to buy that outfit right there, right now, and go put it away in your office until the time that I speak to you. So I did what the Lord said. And then a few weeks later, it was a Wednesday night. And again, I felt the heavy hand of God come upon me and said, right now. And so I went to my son Nat's wife, Paris. She was standing at the altar. And I went and I knelt down to her belly and I spoke into her belly. I said, the Lord told me, I said, I speak a son into your womb right now. Now, Paris was nursing. Paris was on birth control. Paris was actually in the middle of her cycle at that moment. So not only was she not pregnant, but there was no way for her to get pregnant except by the word of God. A couple of weeks later, we get the message from them that she's pregnant. And of course, it came forth in a son, just as God said. And God used that miracle greatly in our lives and in our church.
Yes.
Again, my son Benji here, a little bit different story, but the Lord spoke to me about their last child and how he wanted to bring it to pass. And God supernaturally brought it to pass in their lives. And that child will be born in a couple of months.
First week of September.
There you go. I say all that again, that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is fertility and there is life. And in many, 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 many cases, it is done in a supernatural way
right. That
only God can do. And, you know, when you're talking about someone that is nursing, that is supposed to be a natural birth control, but is actually on birth control, and having their cycle, you know, all of those things say, well, you can't get pregnant at that point. But God had another answer. God wanted to give them a son, and God did give them a son.
He stacked the odds against himself, like you said before.
Exactly. Exactly. God many times will stack the odds against himself just to make it even a bigger miracle.
Right. Oh, yeah. That's so a pattern.
So that it leaves no doubt.
Both in the Bible and now.
And so, yeah, babies are an important miracle that's a part of the City on the Hill. Mm-hmm. Going back historically, so many things are coming to my mind of things that have happened recently, happened with my dad. And so we can't just talk about babies. Maybe we should just have a baby show. but so many things.
Maybe we will. Bring the girls
and I want to encourage people. Come and let the Spirit of the Lord minister to you here. Come to these altars where the Spirit of God is flowing like a river. Come and allow life to enter into your being. And particularly if it's children, let the Spirit of the Lord do it for you in your life. Because when God does it, then there is no doubt. There is no questioning. It's just God did it. God did it.
Amen. Amen.
And it becomes a witness to many others. So praise the Lord. What else do we want to talk about?
Well, I would like to get into some of the signs and wonders that have been worked and that God has brought to your mind, that you have spoken, and that just kind of took us all by surprise. And the first one that actually comes to my mind is, do you remember what happened?
I was going to say, give me an example. So don't just leave me hanging.
Absolutely. Do you remember what happened here at this church right before the world was shut down by the virus? You remember what happened?
Yes.
I do.
Talk about that.
I believe it was a Wednesday night. Now, I could be corrected on that.
I think it was a Wednesday.
But I believe it was a Wednesday night. And
in early 2020.
The Spirit of the Lord came upon me during the service, and I just stopped everything. And I turned to everyone that was there. I feel like they might have been at the altar. I don't know. We might have been about to have a prayer time. But the Lord, just out of nowhere, I spoke to them. I said, something's coming. I said, something is about to happen on this planet. I said, and it's going to be dark, and it's going to bring a great darkness. I said, but if we continue to do what God has asked us to do, then we have no reason to fear. I said, but something dark, something spiritually dark is about to overtake this planet. I said, we don't need to fear, but we need to do what God has asked us to do, and God will be with us, and he will bless and take care of us. And we have no reason to fear it. And it was a few short weeks after we began to hear this term that we had never heard before of COVID, that all at once hit the planet and shut the planet down. God, the Word of God says he doesn't do things unless he tells his prophets first. And he spoke it to us. And because God spoke it to us, we knew that we couldn't shut down, and we never did. Nope. And I don't say that as some, hippy-dippy thing of, we're just trying to buck whatever
or even
else
political.
Yeah,
because it became very political.
Well, I said we didn't do it for any of those reasons. We never shut down because God told us ahead of time to keep doing what he's told us to do.
Yes.
And I can remember people coming and saying, maybe we should look out for the police. They're going into even some of the churches and telling people they got to go home. And people were looking over their shoulder, but we never shut down. And God was with us, I believe God honored here, because how can you shut down a church?
Right.
How can you shut? We're here preaching healing. Mm-hmm. We're here preaching the
Amen.
Supernatural.
Amen.
So we're going to bow to the spirit of COVID? I mean, how can? And then, of course, after that, a lot of churches and places got on board, a lot of it for political reasons. But they got on board with the idea of, we don't need to let this change our lives and shut down. But because God spoke to us, we were able to do that from day one. Another thing, comes to my mind that we've talked about, and I feel like I wrote about this in the Remnant book we put out. But I'm sure you all will remember, it was a couple of sacred assemblies ago, the Lord spoke to me. And he said he said that he wanted to do some things to leave no doubt of what he was doing during that sacred assembly. And so I got before the Lord, and I said this to everybody here at the service. I got up and I said two things. I said, number one, I said, God's going to give a sign. This was like a week before the sacred assembly. I said, God spoke to me, and he's going to give a sign that is going to be seen around the world, that everyone on this planet will know, but it's going to be for us. I said, and then second, I said, God spoke to me that he's going to give an earthquake here in Georgia, which, of course, is a rarity, especially.
You would think.
Yes. And God's going to give us an earthquake of some sort to show that he's with us. I spoke that. A couple of days after I spoke that, the news spread around the world that Queen Elizabeth had died. And I felt the Spirit of the Lord say, I told you, I was going to give you a sign that everyone around the world was going to
see. Those were the key words that
yes.
you said. I remember when you said it, that it would be something that the entire world would be aware of. And I remember thinking, wow, that's really putting it on the line there. Something that the entire world.
And then we woke up Sunday morning for the sacred assembly, and across the headlines, the local headlines were, I believe it said, I have a screenshot of it somewhere. I believe it said 2 earthquakes hit Georgia this Sunday morning. So, you know, listen, people oftentimes they have questions and they don't understand. And sometimes they don't understand why I preach and minister the way I do. But I know I've heard from God. Mm-hmm. And when God gives you those types of signs to follow, if you doubt, then what are you doing? How are you pleasing God?
Right.
I can't doubt.
Right.
And I often tell people, I say, listen, if it's just me and my wife just sitting on a mountain by ourselves, I can't change. I know that God has spoken to me. Mm-hmm. I know what God has done. And the enemy knows how to cause people doubt, to bring doubt into their lives. But that's not on God. That's on us.
Right.
That's on us.
Right.
And if people doubt and don't follow through with the word of God spoken into their lives and over their lives, that's on them. That's on them. Because God has done everything in our lives. And in this ministry,
that's right.
He's done everything that he has said he would do and then given us signs to back it up.
That's right.
And I say that to say this. I know that there's people listening to this that are hungry for the supernatural power of God. You might not have even been very close to God in your life up to this point, but you know in your heart there's a God that wants to do the supernatural. Mm. And we're going to talk about some more, I think, in just a moment.
Yes.
But let me just stop and say, you need to come and see us here. Mm-hmm. You need to come and see what God is doing here.
Yes.
You need to come and be at a place that it's not about the fanfare. It's not about the noise. It's not about the loudness. It's not about the people. It's not about the friendships. Mm-hmm. You say, well, I need friends. No. You don't need friends. You need God.
Amen.
You need God. And you won't hear a lot of pastors telling you that. You don't need friends. You don't need friends. You need God.
Amen.
And if you want to be a part of somewhere that's about the supernatural, then I ask you, come and visit and see what God is. Reach out to us. Message us. Contact us. Let us know what's on your heart and what you need God to do. God is a supernatural God. Let's see what God wants to do as far as the supernatural.
He wants to show himself strong on behalf of people.
But you know, people, this is the preachy part. We'll get back to miracles, but this is the preachy part. You're not going to find that by saying, well, you know, I can worship God anywhere. I can worship God. No. You need to be where the anointing is. Mm-hmm. You need to be where the prophetic anointing, the true prophetic anointing. And there's a lot of false prophets that are very well known out there. A lot of false prophets that are well known. And I pray to God no one hears what I'm about to say and thinks I'm tooting my own horn, because I'm not. But the prophetic anointing on this place has been tested and tried for 150 years. Sometimes it's been kind of hidden. Other times, maybe not so much. But it's been tested for 150 years of God proving it.
The conception of this very church is a miracle in itself.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And, you know, let me just kind of morph back into kind of what Benji, what he was just saying. But, you know, my dad... Most people that know us know our heritage, our Armenian heritage, and the prophetic people we come from. If you don't, we've done a podcast about it. You can go look up the podcast for yourself and watch about our heritage. I hope you do that. But, you know, my dad's life as my prophet was completely guided by the prophetic. He always would tell people everything in his life, from his people being here to everything, to the Lord taking him home, was all done by the prophetic word of God. And many of you know this story, but my dad was, as any young man. He wanted to find a wife. And his prophet that anointed him, and of course I was anointed by my dad, but his prophet said to him, said, Sam, said, the Lord gave me a picture, a vision of what your wife, and began to describe her, said, she has this color hair, this color eyes, this is what her build is, she has a dimple right here, and began to describe what my mother ultimately looked like. Well, my dad happened to fly from California to Georgia to visit a relative here, and when he walked into the house, his uncle said to him, said, Sam, I want you to meet somebody. It is my wife's niece. And she walked into the room, and there stood my mom. My dad said, as soon as he saw her, the picture of what the prophet years ago had spoken came back to his mind, and it's as if he had seen her before. And he said his knees buckled, and he went over to my mom, who they happened to get in their car to go somewhere, and he turned to her just moments after meeting her. He said, I don't want to scare you. You know, my dad was this big, burly Armenian man. My mom was 18 or 19-year-old young lady in the 60s. And he turned, he said, I don't want to scare you. He said, but you're going to marry me. And a year later, after their engagement, they were married. But that's because the prophetic guided my dad's life all the way to the end. My dad spoke to me, and he said to me, he said, when the Lord takes me, he said, I want you to gather everyone and stand around me. He said, I want you to one time, I want you to call me back to life. He said, after that one time, I want you to let me go. So sure enough, the Lord it came to time for my dad to go be with the Lord, and we won't get into all that story, into details, but they came in and they said he's gone. They said everything is he was on life support. They said he's gone. They say it's over.
And there were several of us, five or six of us in the room there,
and a nurse or
the
two
nurses,
were in there.
Yes.
And so I gathered everyone. I said, just come gather around Dad. And I said, this is what Dad told me to do. So this is what we're going to boldly do. And I stood over him, and I got my fist going. And I said, I demand in the name of Jesus, I demand that you come back to life right now. And lo and behold, my dad sits up in the bed.
Opened his eyes.
Sat up in the bed and opened his eyes, and he looked at us. And I saw the look from my dad's eyes, and it was, I'm not coming back. And he laid back down. The nurse looked like she was going to fall over dead.
It was amazing.
She turned to a ghost. Her face was as white as a ghost. He laid back down and went to be with the Lord. And they'll tell you, I didn't call him back again because I did what I was told to do by my prophet. But his life was governed by the prophetic from the beginning.
Yes.
All the way through it to the end, that is what our lives are about. That's what this ministry is about. Maybe that's too much for you, but if you want to really listen, don't forget this is about the remnant. It's about calling the remnant. If you feel like you're a part of that remnant, then that's the life that God wants you to live. He wants it to be a supernatural life, mm-hmm. but you got to find that true prophetic anointing, and you have to plant yourself there. And not be moved. And not be moved. Hmm. And not be moved. You have to plant yourself in it and not be moved.
And there's nothing God won't do.
Nothing. Nothing. There's nothing.
If we can just make that choice.
Nothing.
That choice.
I there's so many things that we could talk about.
How about 2 weeks ago?
Good one. Praise the Lord. Someone here having a child, and they were doing some testing on the child, and they came back and they said, your child, I believe they said, had three holes in its heart. And they said, we're going to have to do serious, serious heart surgery on this baby when it's born. That's a big deal. And I got the message early in the morning, And what they didn't know was that the Lord had already begun to speak to me about some things that I've talked about here at the church. I won't get into now. But I woke up to the message that, and the Lord immediately spoke to me and said, I'm going to use this to show my power.
Praise the Lord.
And I called that person down to the altar. It was maybe the next night. I didn't even pray over them because God had already given me the word. And I said to them, I said, God's already taken care of this. Next couple of days, she goes back to the doctor for, they were going to do more testing to prepare for the surgery. And they called in the doctor. They said they had to go in and do the testing on her. And the doctor looked at her. He said, I don't know what they told you. He said, there's nothing wrong with this child's heart. He said, there's nothing wrong. There's not going to be any surgery.
Praise the Lord.
He said, there's nothing there.
Praise
there's
the
no
Lord.
Holes. The child, and we knew it was because God had completely healed this child that was still in her womb. No, God's still doing it. God is still doing it.
Amen.
He's doing it day after day after day. And we won't be moved. And those people that are a part, truly, truly a part of what God wants to do here, they won't be moved. They won't be moved. And I encourage you to come and receive from the Lord what he's doing here at the City on a Hill. Because I'm telling you, God wants to do it. And it's not about, again, it's not about the noise and the fanfare, as I've already talked about. It's not about getting people up on stage and saying, well, you know, God did this. And it's, no. It's about pleasing God.
Right.
It's about pleasing God. And that's what we're about here. We're about pleasing God and about the supernatural. We've probably talked enough, but let me end with just one more. I've got my dad on my heart today. We've talked about, and let me just say this about one more thing that I'm reminded about my dad. I can remember years ago, he got a call from an aunt of his. That his uncle had been in the hospital with some heart issues, and the aunt frantically called my dad and said, your uncle has died. I won't get into all the details, but he died. He was in the hospital and he died. And my dad said to her, he said, go lay hands on him. And she went and laid hands on him, and dad prayed the prayer of faith and of life over this dead body of his uncle. I believe his uncle was at that time in his 70s or 80s. But God doesn't regard age. He doesn't care how young or how old you are. He doesn't care. And she went and laid hands on him, and he prayed. And lo and behold, boom, he opened his eyes, and he came back to life. Now, here's the story. The doctor came in after already pronouncing him dead. He had already pronounced him dead, had to pronounce him back to life, and then wrote a letter saying that it's in doctor speak, medical speak, but in the end of the letter he said, we have no explanation for what happened, except we have to say that this was a miracle. I have the letter of the doctor saying this was a miracle. We have no explanation to what happened. That was my dad's life. That's my life. That's this ministry's life.
Yes. Jesus.
And I pray to God you want it to be your life. Now, again, you're not going to find that in your hot tub at home. You're going to find that at the anointed altars of God.
That's right.
And I encourage you to reach out to us. I encourage you to reach out to find out what God can do in your life. Reach out to us because God is looking for a remnant. He's looking right now. He's looking. The Bible says the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, looking for those whose hearts are loyal to him.
Right.
Why? So he can show himself strong on their behalf.
Yes.
Is that you? Are you that remnant? I pray to God you are. Father, let this ministry touch hearts.
Yes.
Let it change lives.
Yes.
And let it bring forth great supernatural things that will witness of your power throughout this earth.
Thank you.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Tell them about our services, Benji.
All right. Remember our regular services that we have here at the City on a Hill in Loganville, Sunday morning at 11 a.m., Wednesday night at 7 p.m. in person, also available on all our social online platforms. You can find us on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and X as well. We have online ministry going on throughout the week. We have devotions on Monday, Thursday, and Saturday at 8 o'clock. Remnant 101 with me on Tuesday at 8 o'clock. This podcast comes out every Friday at 8 o'clock. You can also listen to our podcast on Spotify, wherever your podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. Even tell Siri or Alexa to play our podcasts, and they'll play it for you. And also, for the next couple of weeks until July is over with, the ladies are meeting on Tuesdays at 10:30 a.m. for a book study, The Pursuit of God by A.W. Tozer. That's going on until July is over with. And like Dad said, please reach out to us. And anything else that we need to cover?
That's it. Good. Praise the Lord. We'll see you here next time. God bless you.